Blender Magazine has called Josh Turner a country Barry White. What do you think?
Baby, why don't we just turn that TV off? 315 channels of nothing but bad news on.
That's his hit single, Why Don't We Just Dance, by Josh Turner. His new CD is called Haywire. He joins us now from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. Mr. Turner, thanks so much for being with us.
How good to be with you.
It's one love song after another.
Yeah.
for people who think country music also has to be about longing and loss, nope, this is one love song after another.
Yeah, and it's funny how timing works sometimes. Obviously, it came out 5 days before Valentine's Day, which we didn't plan, but I don't know, going into this record, I was just attracted to those songs, and they just so happened to be love songs.
Your smile will always be one of my favorite things, like backyard barbecues and front porch swings, an evening breeze through a window screen.
Now, you grew up in South Carolina, and as I've heard the story, you were 14 when you sang at a church fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to guess that with a voice as notably rich and deep and staggering as yours is, when did you begin to notice that people were noticing your voice?
Really, from that time, 13, 14 years old, when I started singing, I think people that I had known my whole life, I don't know, it just kind of caught their ear, and they realized that I had a talent for singing. Now, I had to go through some tough times before everything got good. What I mean by that is back in 1996, I had encountered some vocal problems that almost ruined all of the chances of me going to Nashville and getting a record deal. I had what the doctors called, for lack of a better word, a lesion on my right vocal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a humbling process. I thought that I would never be able to sing again, but it was actually a blessing in disguise, because through that process, I actually learned how to use my voice properly. I didn't know there was a proper way to sing, and there's so many ways that you can maintain your voice and take care of it.
If you're looking for somebody you can talk to, when the heartache and the troubles overcome you.
Tell us about the influence of your grandmother, Dora Turner.
I called her Granny, and she was just a great lady, and she loved music. She loved country music and gospel music and bluegrass music, and I don't think she would have ever guessed what kind of influence she was having on me, because I ended up getting a record deal long after she passed away. She died of breast cancer back in 1987, the day before my 10th birthday.
Hmm. What do you remember from her collection?
Some of the records that had a big impact on me were the gospel records that the Osborne brothers did, and even the Stanley brothers. There was a record called Good Old Camp Meeting Songs. So it was cool for me to be able to get a record deal, start having some success, and then when it came time for me to do my sophomore record, Your Man, I was able to get Dr. Ralph Stanley in on that record and have him sing a song called Me and God that I wrote by myself. For me, it was a dream come true, because here I was with a man that I grew up listening to in Granny's house years ago.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that she never got to see or hear here on earth, but I know she's up there watching.
I am weak and he is strong, me and God. He forgives me when I'm wrong, me and God. He's the one I lean on when life gets hard, me and God.
Talking to Josh Turner about his new CD, Haywire. The impact of Long Black Train, which was your debut record in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
This was a huge hit.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying.
it touched your life in ways that are hard to appreciate from the outside, too.
Yeah, absolutely. This song has touched me in a way that's made me realize that the power of music is, it's almost understated, because, you know, you have to kind of walk in my shoes, really, to understand, you know, the one story that I always tell. It's been the most powerful one to date. I was down in North Alabama doing a radio show, and this lady pulled me off to the side after the show and basically told me that she had been suffering from depression and a lot of family problems, and just she was just ready to end it all. And so she had planned on taking a whole bottle of pills. Would have killed her if she'd have taken the whole bottle. And she, in the process, she had heard my song come on the radio, and it completely changed her way of thinking. Basically influenced her to take that bottle of pills and throw it down the toilet. Mm-hmm. She realized that she was making the wrong decision and that she'd be hurting a lot of people that she loved by doing that. And so she owed that change of heart to Long Black Train.
I said, cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train.
I've been told I don't have to twist your arm to get you to talk about your children.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
You have two children?
Yeah, two boys. The oldest is 3 and a half. His name is Hampton. And the youngest is 7 months now, or 7 and a half months, and his name is Colby. They're such a joy. They know how to make us laugh and entertain us, and it's just so fun being able to see life through their eyes.
Let's listen to a song from this new CD that I gather is for them. It's called I'll Be There.
When you need a coach or you need a fan, need a castle built out of ocean sand, a rainbow chaser, I'm your man, I'll be there. I'll be a tear dryer, a paper airplane flyer.
Mr. Turner, they've got to turn down that wonderful song in the control room, because my eyes are just brimming with tears. I can't listen to this. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful song. It was written by Stephen Dale Jones and Philip White, and I could definitely relate to it as a father and as a parent to a child. You have to wear so many hats, and you have to be so many different things, and they depend on you for so many different things. And so I feel like that song really kind of express that message and that concept in a great way.
Do you ever ask yourself what you hope your sons might eventually take away from watching you on stage night after night?
That's a great question, and this is actually the first time I've thought about this. You just brought it to my mind, but I got to thinking about Granny and her just trying to nurture me and be a good influence and be a good example to me and just take care of me and just love on me. And that's kind of what I'm doing for my sons. But I may not ever know, you know, what kind of effect I may have on my sons, you know, in the same way that Granny probably never knew what kind of effect she was having on me.
Mr. Turner, thanks for a wonderful Valentine's Day visit. Almost Valentine's Day visit. Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Josh Turner joining us from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. His new album, Haywire. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.